One winning ticket for $758 million lottery.
Pretty long odds for this little place in the middle of nowhere.
Texas Gulf Coast eyes Harvey.
This could be the biggest storm since 2008.
Eye-opening dementia study.
As REM sleep diminished, the risk of dementia increased.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
That first number up tonight is 7.
People had their eye on the numbers last night as a huge lottery jackpot was at stake. $758 million, the second largest in U.S. history. This morning, the focus is on Massachusetts, where one lone winning ticket was sold.
I think it's great. The odds are pretty stacked against us. I'm happy for whoever might be the winner.
Now, that woman's in Watertown, Massachusetts, where it was announced that the winning ticket was sold. But now we've learned it was Chicopee, Massachusetts. In either event, WBZ Radio's Ben Parker.
Winners have a year to come forward to claim their prize, and we do not know if it was a single person who won or a pool of a group of people. What we do know is this was the largest jackpot ever won on a single ticket in North American lottery history. Two other people in Massachusetts matched all but the Powerball and picked up a $1 million second prize.
Well, forecasters say Tropical Storm Harvey could become a hurricane by tomorrow, and the Gulf Coast of Texas is bracing for the storm. KHOU-TV's Brandy Smith.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott already issued a state of emergency in 30 counties. Emergency officials have also asked people on the upper coastline to move or prepare to move inland. People have already started filling sandbags to protect their homes and businesses.
Well, meteorologist Jeff Lindner is watching the storm for officials in Harris County, Texas.
Given what the models are showing with widespread nature of the rainfall that we're looking at and some of the totals that we're looking at, pretty much all of our bayous and creeks would be potentially a problem with this type of rainfall.
Oh, the day after his angry off-the-cuff Phoenix rally, President Trump struck a different tone with a teleprompter before the American Legion in Nevada.
We seek to renew the bonds of loyalty that bind us together as one people and one nation.
How he's dealing with the top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, is another issue. Live to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the White House and the Senate Majority Leader both insist that top aides to the men have been in regular contact as they work to advance the GOP agenda. But the statements they issued late yesterday do not deny that the two men themselves haven't spoken in more than 2 weeks. President Trump has been openly critical of Mitch McConnell, disappointed over the failure of health care reform in the Senate. The White House says President Trump will hold previously scheduled meetings with congressional leaders, including McConnell, when lawmakers return to town next month. Mr. Trump has rattled the nerves of top Republicans just this week by raising the prospect of an October 1st government shutdown if Congress doesn't pass money for a border wall. Steve?
Well, President Trump isn't mentioned by name in a new United Nations warning. It says violent racial incidents could persist in the U.S. if leaders don't condemn racist speech and crimes. Charlottesville, Virginia is hosting what it calls a recovery town hall tonight to let residents vent about the violence at the white supremacist rally this month. Yesterday, workers covered two Confederate monuments in black. Earlier this week, a Catholic priest, William Acheson, wrote publicly that he used to be a member of the KKK, and he admitted being part of a cross burning 40 years ago. Attorney Ted Williams represents the Maryland couple on whose lawn that cross was set ablaze.
This same priest now should be willing to tell who all was with him on the night that they burned that cross.
Acheson's taken a leave of absence from his Virginia church. He did spend time in jail in the 70s for cross burnings and sending death threats. A terror threat in the Netherlands. CBS's Larry Miller has more from the Foreign Desk.
In an early morning raid, Dutch police arrested a 22-year-old man after a tip-off from Spanish police led to the last-minute cancellation of a concert in Rotterdam by the American rock band A La Las. This was the second arrest. The first apparently had nothing to do with the Spanish tip-off. That suspect was a mechanic stopped for drunk driving. He raised concern when gas canisters were found in his van, which had Spanish plates. Rotterdam's mayor is playing down the threat. He warns against swift conclusions.
Well, CBS's Steve Dorsey has new details on a story he broke earlier this month, now revealing the extent of the illnesses suffered by U.S. diplomats in Cuba due to a suspected sonic wave attack.
The State Department says some of its diplomats were taken to Miami for treatment and testing. Medical records show they suffered brain damage in some cases. Cuba has denied any involvement. Brian Littell served in the CIA for 35 years, specializing in Cuban relations.
This could only have been accomplished by the Cuban intelligence service, as far as I know. I doubt that there was a third country involved.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
The Wall Street Journal says the White House is sending the Pentagon a memo on how to implement President Trump's ban on transgender people in the military. It says a soldier's ability can be considered before current transgender members are kicked out. A new study suggests a possible link between a lack of deep sleep and dementia. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
Toxins accumulate in the brain during the day. At night, when we sleep, they can get removed. And so there could be this relationship between the quality of your sleep and the quality of you getting rid of the toxins.
Off Cape Cod, Massachusetts, paddleboarder Cleveland Bigelow had a run-in with a shark.
The impact was like being on a bicycle and getting hit by a car. I mean, it was just this bang, really intense. I look down and I go, okay, everything is there. I need to get out of the water.
He's okay. The board was damaged. The closest beach was closed for several hours. Also okay, but about 20 pounds lighter, is 18-year-old Austin Bohannon. He spent 11 nights in Tennessee's Great Smoky Mountains National Park as search teams looked for him after he got separated from his family.
I wasn't too worried. I love the woods. I could have stayed in there another night or two nights, and I'd have been just fine.
He had nothing to eat and drank creek water. 10th inning last night in Pittsburgh, L.A. Dodgers pitcher Rich Hill had a no-hitter in a scoreless game against the Pirates.
For the wall!
Come on, baby.
Hitter gone.
The call on AT&T Sportsnet as Josh Harrison's home run gave the Pirates the win and cost Hill a spot in select baseball company. Why we play lotteries like Powerball could be explained in this report from CBS's Jim Taylor.
Survey says making ends meet a weekly struggle for a majority of us.
Living paycheck to paycheck means you're actually counting down the days until that next paycheck comes in because you're not able to make ends meet.
Michael Irwin, CareerBuilder.com survey conducted with the Harris Poll, says the syndrome is across social strata.
It's not just one part of the income level. It's low level all the way up to those people making six figures and beyond.
Nearly three-fourths of American workers now say they are in debt today, and more than half think they always will be. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Students at a K-12 private school in Atlanta faced discipline after an online photo showed some of them playing Jews versus Nazis beer pong. One of the students has already been expelled. Cups were adorned with swastikas and the Star of David. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.